Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Four 11 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryant, Austin Price. I was just telling Austin a few moments ago, feeling pretty good this afternoon. Hope you're having a great day as well. It's hot. It will be hot for a while. We'll talk about the heat factor, but it is going to get better.
Keep your head up.
Promise you. Yeah, there you go. Keep that head up. All right, let's go ahead and talk about the three important things you need to know about this hour.
Here's today's top three stories.
Well, I know the heat's the top out there. We're going to be talking about that throughout the hour, so thanks for having us on today. We do appreciate that. Here's your first story. After performance concerns, Scambia Administrator Wes Marino received an employment extension for another year. Commissioners agreed to extend his original three-year employment agreement. He was appointed to be the county administrator. This was back in 2021 after the board fired former county administrator Janice Gilley.
All right, and changes are coming to Pensacola Beach leaseholders in October. Look for an increase in lease fee payments from 50% to 75% under the incoming policy. The SRIA projects the new fee will generate an estimated $1.13 million in additional revenue from commercial and residential leaseholders.
All right, here's your third story. Financial cuts have been made to the state's budget. Now, this includes more than $2 million from the Early Learning Coalition of Escambia County's School Readiness Voucher Program. That's a mouthful, isn't it?
Yeah.
The voucher aids families under a certain income threshold. The announced cuts place an immediate halt to issuing new school readiness vouchers currently serving 2,500 children here in Pensacola.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, another of Pensacola's favorite traditions, the Blue Angels Homecoming Air Show, is coming in just a few months, and reserved seating for that air show goes on sale this Friday. Box seating is available at $50 per seat, and the Flightline Chalet seating is available for $150 per seat. Both options include various levels of amenities but are not required to attend the air show, which is free and open to the public at no cost.
And NAS Pensacola's PAO, Public Affairs Officer over there, Bruce Cummings, has more on the air show.
This Friday, August 1st, on sale. Check out NASPensacolaAirShow.org.
Right.
And the NAS Pensacola social media sites. We're going to have the information available for you to get to that online so you can make sure that you order those. Historically, they sell out. So you might jump on that. We'll have more information this week as you know, we get ready to put those tickets on sale and we get ready to celebrate this air show. This is going to be a lot of fun. We're looking forward to it.
Okay, and you can purchase tickets online at NASPensacolaAirShow.org. More information will be available throughout the week. We'll have it for you here on News Radio 92.3.
Absolutely. And a man that shot himself in Walnut Hill last week, now facing charges related to having homemade bombs and a hit list at his home. 26-year-old Joshua Dean Hardy was charged with possession of a destructive device, using a firearm during a felony, and possession of a firearm with a removed serial number. Hardy had accidentally shot himself in the leg while walking in the woods with a rifle last week. Family members said he had been patrolling their property since an old house burned down, and he believed it to be arson.
Okay, let me remind you about this. It's coming up pretty quickly here. Florida's annual back-to-school tax holiday rolling out on Friday continues throughout the whole month of August, wraps up on the 31st. During the extended month-long event, you could purchase school supplies and other eligible items without paying that sales tax.
All righty. Knocking on the door at 4:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you this afternoon. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see what we got here. Got some backups on I-10. If you're traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp, that shouldn't be much of a surprise to you. Also got some backups on 9 Mile Road traveling westbound towards Kim Strand Road and on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. Last major spots, Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. As for your weather, sitting at around 91 degrees right now. Of course, we've got a heat advisory until about 6 this evening, and there's going to be a heat advisory bleeding into your Wednesday as well. But luckily, the high on Wednesday is going to take a bit of a hit because of some rainfall chances. Tomorrow's high only sitting at around 91.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Oh, it's only 91 degrees.
That's all.
Nice balmy temperatures here. Hey, Florida police coming to the aid of a one-week-old infant that was strapped alone in a car seat Monday. How many times do we have to say this? You know,
this is ridiculous.
Kelsey Carnes of our good friends down in Orlando, WOFL Fox 35, has a story.
The hottest day of the summer so far. Orlando police say they were called out here to the 5500 block of Lido Street for an abandoned baby. The baby was found in a car seat just after 7 Monday morning. Police are still searching for the child's parents. In a statement sent to Fox 35, the police department said in part, "The Orlando Police Department reminds all parents and caregivers that the Safe Haven Law exists to provide a safe, legal, and anonymous option for surrendering newborns. Parents can safely leave an infant with someone at designated locations, such as a hospital, a staffed fire rescue station, or a staffed emergency medical service station, with no questions asked, anonymously, and without fear of prosecution."
My goodness. And a couple Florida lawmakers pushing to modernize the Space Coast launch facility. Senator Ashley Moody and Congressman Byron Donald announced yesterday they have urged the Air Force Secretary to increase the efficiency of modernization operations at Cape Canaveral Space Launch Complex 37. Moody says it no longer can handle heavy lift launches due to outdated infrastructure and says that updating it will ensure continued American space dominance.
Well, not a very positive week so far for equating deaths of young children. Two children are dead following a tragic boat crash here in the state this week. Dana Marie McNichol reporting from Miami.
This all happened yesterday afternoon in Miami Beach near Hibiscus Island. Authorities say that barge slammed into a small sailboat operated by the Miami Yacht Club's Youth Sailing Foundation. The children were part of a youth sailing camp. Six people were on board, five children and one adult female counselor. Now, the force of the impact threw all six passengers overboard and caused the sailboat to sink beneath the barge. According to the Coast Guard, several victims were briefly trapped under the barge. Rescue teams, including multiple dive units, raced to the scene. According to the Coast Guard, two children, girls, just 7 and 13, were pulled from the water, but then later died at the hospital.
And Governor Ron DeSantis suspending the Fort Pierce City Commissioner who's accused of child sex crimes. James A. Taylor was arrested this month on 24 counts of felony crimes involving child exploitation. Authorities say he had sexually explicit online conversations with a 12-year-old girl in Illinois and even sent her nude pictures. DeSantis issued an executive order on Monday, 5 days before Taylor's resignation was due to take effect.
Well, another boat crash here in Florida. Police have arrested the former owner of an entertainment venue in connection with the deadly ferry crash happened earlier this year down in South Florida. Eben Brown has the report.
Florida Fish and Wildlife Police are now charging Tampa Bay area businessman Jeffrey Knight with 8 felonies in connection to a crash involving his private boat and the Clearwater Ferry. It left one man dead and 10 others injured. The 62-year-old Knight is the former owner of the live music venue Janice Landing in St. Petersburg. He's accused of recklessly operating his 37-foot boat when striking the ferry with 44 people on board on the night of April 27th. 41-year-old Jose Castro was killed. Knight is accused of leaving the scene but claims his boat was taking on water. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And a man is shot and killed after an hours-long standoff near the University of Florida in Gainesville. The scene unfolded this morning when Alachua County Sheriff's deputies were attempting to serve a felony narcotics warrant at an apartment complex. The suspect allegedly fired toward deputies, and that's when SWAT was called. Officers returned fire after the suspect continued to shoot his weapon. No one else was injured, luckily, but authorities say the university was not connected to the incident. That's another stroke of good luck there. Just about 4:20. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest-hitting national headlines for you right here on this Tuesday afternoon edition of News Radio 92.3.
Looking for reliable auto repairs without breaking the bank?
Well, yeah.
At Affordable Automotive, we keep your car and your budget running smooth.
That's more like it.
Hi, I'm Kenny with Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze. My father started this business over 30 years ago, and we continue to proudly serve the Gulf Coast with trusted local service. Whether you're a first-time or returning customer, we inspect each vehicle like it's our own. From oil changes, engine replacements, and diagnostics, our certified techs do it right the first time. Fast, honest, and fair, just like auto service should be. So if your car needs care, bring it to Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze, a mile west of the Gulf Breeze Zoo. Visit us at AffordableAutomotiveGulfBreeze.com and schedule your appointment today. That's AffordableAutomotiveGulfBreeze.com. Affordable Automotive. Quality you can afford.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Hey, Pensacola. It's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinky Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
Some things can steal your sunshine.
Ugh, I just got my hair done.
Sorry, the cooler's broken.
Aww. Anyone see my flip-flops? Anyone?
But COVID-19 can steal a lot more.
I just took a COVID test. Ugh.
Prescription medications for COVID exist. If you test positive this summer, ask your doctor if they're right for you. Visit PfizerForAll.com/COVID-19 to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Top national stories this hour.
423 News Radio 92.3. Companies have pulled back on hiring, but there's that safety word for you, the operative safety word, but there were still millions of openings a month ago. Jenny Casola has the numbers.
There were fewer job openings than expected on the last business day of June, 7.43 million. Openings decreased in accommodation, in other words, the hotel business, and food services, and also declined in healthcare, social assistance, finance, and insurance. Openings increased in retail, information, and state and local government education. The number of people hired was little changed at 5.2 million. Total separations came in at 5.1 million, also not much difference. The Labor Department was expected to report 7.5 million unfilled jobs. The Federal Reserve considers the strength of the job market as it decides whether to lower interest rates. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
424 News Radio 92.3. The major market spending most of the day in the red. Yeah, it wasn't so positive today. Hillary Barsky looks at it.
Stocks taking a breather from a record run and ending lower as investors digested mixed corporate earnings reports while they await the Fed's decision on interest rates Wednesday afternoon. Energy and consumer staples gained while healthcare and industrials lagged. Shares of United Parcel Service fell 10%. The shipping giant reported better than expected second quarter revenue. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, Amgen, and Travelers. The Dow decliners, United Health, Boeing, and Caterpillar. The Dow falling 205 points. The Nasdaq lower by 80. S&P 500 down 19. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
425 News Radio 92.3. We were talking about these dangerous heat warnings and how they're affecting us. Well, look who walks in the door, Austin Price, looking at that weather and local traffic together.
Yeah, just got in here. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, we were just dealing with a few of our usual spots about 10 minutes ago. That appears to still be the case now. Got some backups on I-10 if you're traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp, and on Nine Mile Road, traveling westbound towards Kim Strand Road. Last major spots are going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Avalon. And also got some backups on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. As for your local weather, 91 degrees, going to be a low of 78 tonight. Got a heat advisory in effect until 6 p.m. tomorrow. While we have that official advisory, we are going to see the high take a bit of a hit because of these rainfall chances that are lingering. Tomorrow's high is only supposed to be 91, right?
Yeah, right.
So see, it's going to be hot, but by our recent standard, not unbearable.
That's exactly right. And also, and the reason for some of the decline in temps is because of the pop-up showers, kind of cooling things off briefly. Speaking of pop-up showers, before we go any further, let me just kind of ask you, could you check for, in the next few minutes, what is radar looking like for bands on the beach tonight? We'll get to it in a few minutes, but check out the old radar there and see how it's going to be. It's always a good time over there on the island. Don't want it to rain. Hey, Americans in the eastern part of the country are feeling the heat as well as we are. Temperatures continue to soar, and Katie Byrne has the latest. She's up in Philadelphia this afternoon.
It's another scorcher in Philadelphia. We're at a splash pad outside City Hall where people are cooling off as temperatures climb through the day. Heat alerts are impacting more than 150 million Americans, including us here in Philly, where heat advisory is in effect. New York, Boston, Philadelphia, and Hartford, Connecticut are among Northeast cities that could tie or break daily heat records on Tuesday. The high temperatures are the result of a so-called heat dome that settled over the eastern U.S. Forecasters say we're in for another day of triple-digit temperatures. After that, a burst of cool air will bring relief to the Northeast. In Philadelphia, Katie Byrne, Fox Weather.
And Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene calling the humanitarian crisis in Gaza a genocide. Greene wrote in a post on X, quote, "It's the most truthful and easiest thing to say that October 7th in Israel was horrific and all hostages must be returned. But so is the genocide, humanitarian crisis and starvation happening in Gaza." She appears to be the first Republican in Congress to use the term to describe the situation. President Trump has also said there was real starvation happening in Gaza and that the U.S. would do more to address it.
Afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3 Austin. I am following this story up in New York City. It was terrible yesterday when that shooting took place, for losing their lives.
Yeah.
I've been following this thing pretty tightly today. So the next couple of stories here, I want you to listen closely if you don't mind. At least four are dead, including a police officer, after a shooting at that Manhattan office building Monday evening. Still trying to work out the deal here on why he was going to attack the NFL building.
Yeah, what's that about?
We're going to find out. Nate Foy is in New York City with details about the suspect.
Now, Shane Tamura is his name, or was his name, and we are learning from the Horseshoe Hotel in Las Vegas that he worked in the surveillance department there. Police believe that he drove across the country to carry out this attack, and according to New York City Mayor Eric Adams, a note was found in his pocket that mentioned his grievances against the National Football League and his belief that he had CTE, a degenerative brain disease that impacts a lot of football players. The gunman played football in high school, but never in the NFL. According to police, he ultimately shot himself in the chest, requesting in that letter that his brain be tested for CTE. Tamura shot and killed NYPD officer 36-year-old Didarul Islam. He was an immigrant from Bangladesh and served 3.5 years on the police force.
Okay, and so we're going to take you now from New York City, take you out to Las Vegas now. You heard briefly he was a security guard, his past employment. Las Vegas' Jackie Schultz, she's over at Fox 5 in Las Vegas, and she filed this report.
27-year-old Shane Tamura didn't have a known criminal history. In fact, he had an active concealed carry permit from Metro Police. He has listed the home in the La Jolla Class 6 neighborhood since around 2022 as his address. County records show family members bought it in 2021. Now, neighbors say they don't specifically remember seeing him in and around the home, but they do remember seeing his car. Now, investigators say Tamura's vehicle traveled cross-country and entered New York Monday afternoon. He then entered the Park Avenue building, opened fire, and shot and killed himself on the 33rd floor.
All right, Chris, you had asked about this a few minutes ago, talking about looking at the radar. I got it pulled up right here.
All right.
So it looks like there's no rainfall on Pensacola Beach at this time. At around maybe 5 o'clock, it looks like there could be some scattered showers passing through, but looks like that's all we're going to get. Bands on the Beach should be a go.
Yeah, it should be, and it should be a darn good show tonight. I know that Cat Country's all prepped up, ready to go. So I'm loading up the van, getting ready for the show. 7 o'clock, curtain rises on the Casino Beach Pavilion stage. A couple of reminders for you. You can bring along those coolers, your beach chairs, blankets, things like that. But don't bring Fido. The pets have to stay at home along with a glass. A couple of ideas for you. Now, here's what you do. Go out and enjoy the music. Have a great time tonight. It's going to be a great Bands on the Beach. Look for Cat Country out there. Got sports coming up in 5. This is News Radio 92.3.
News on Tom Graham. Investigators are releasing new details about the gunman who opened fire at a New York City skyscraper before taking his own life. The building was home to NFL headquarters.
According to New York City Mayor Eric Adams, a note was found in his pocket that mentioned his grievances against the National Football League and his belief that he had CTE, a degenerative brain disease that impacts a lot of football players. The gunman played football in high school, but never in the NFL.
Fox's Nate Foy, 4 people killed in addition to the shooter. President Trump has shortened his deadline for Russian President Vladimir Putin to end the war in Ukraine or else face steep new tariffs.
10 days from today.
Speaking aboard Air Force One, earlier this month, Mr. Trump gave the Kremlin a 50-day ultimatum to reach a ceasefire with Ukraine. President has expressed increasing frustration with Putin. America is listening to Fox News.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
You're not going to want to miss tonight's County Fair. I'm going
to
be...
We are your window to your community.
Did you see the last 5 minutes of that football game last night?
Oh, man, I saw the whole thing.
And a lifeline to keep you safe when danger is near.
Everybody who is listening needs to take cover as soon as they can. This is one of the biggest storms.
We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress you depend on your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
To see the evil and the good without hiding, you must help me if you can. Doctor, my eyes.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Was I unwise to leave them open for so long?
Here's today's top 3 stories.
Well, after performance concerns, Escambia Administrator Wes Moreno received an employment extension for another year. Commissioners agreed to extend his original 3-year employment agreement. He was appointed to be county administrator in June of 2021 after the board fired former county administrator Janice Gilley.
Okay, here's your second story. Changes are coming to Pensacola Beach leaseholders. This should happen in October. Look for an increase in lease fee payments from 50% to 75%. This is under the incoming policy. SRI projects are really kind of fluid at this point. But let me just tell you, SRI is projecting this new fee will generate and estimated, get this, $1.13 million in additional revenue from commercial and residential leaseholders.
All right, and financial cuts have been made to the state's budget. This includes more than $2 million from the Early Learning Coalition of Escambia County School Readiness Voucher Program. The voucher aids families under a certain income threshold. The announced cuts place an immediate halt to issuing new school readiness vouchers currently serving 2,500 children in Pensacola.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Escambia Deputy Sergeant Chase Horn has been appointed to serve on the state's Criminal Justice Standards and Training Commission. Escambia Chief Deputy Andy Hobbs this afternoon.
I'm just glad that he's been recognized by the state for his character, his leadership, and honestly, his hard work. He is an absolute phenomenal deputy, phenomenal sergeant, and honestly, he is an asset to the sheriff's office every day.
Okay, Hobbs says Horn not only identifies problems, but also offers solutions.
Absolutely. And a train collided with an agricultural sprayer in Atmore this morning. The sprayer was immobilized on the tracks due to a broken hydraulic hose. The driver escaped unharmed before the crash. And although the train engineer attempted an emergency stop, the train could not halt in time, of course. The train, though, while it sustained damage, it luckily did not derail.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
It's terribly sad. You know, it's a cliche when you say that, yes, someone was great at what they did, but they were also a wonderful person. And sometimes that's only partially true. Ryan Sandberg was a heck of a good guy. And it's just heartbreaking that his life should be cut short this way.
The voice of broadcaster Bob Costas, who joined the Cubs Marquee Sports Network Monday to reflect on the passing of Baseball Hall of Fame second baseman Ryan Sandberg, who died from cancer Monday at age 65, 20 years after he was inducted to the Baseball Hall of Fame, and more than 7 months since he had announced last December that cancer, which initially surfaced in his prostate before he was deemed cancer-free last August, had spread to other organs in his body.
It's a sad day for baseball where you lose one of the better players in the game, and obviously just like a nice human. He was always so, you know, around us in camp in Chicago, in the clubhouse, whatever it was, he was always very, you know, it just felt like he was respectful, right? And it just felt like it was, you know, not needed to be right here with you, Ryan Sandberg, but, you know, just a really nice overall human being, and, you know, obviously our thoughts go out to his family.
The Phillies' Kyle Schwarber with NBC Sports Philadelphia on the passing of Cubs legend Ryan Sandberg at age 65 from cancer. In 15 seasons with the Cubs, Sandberg had a .285 batting average with 282 home runs and 1,061 RBIs. The Cubs lost their game Monday to the Brewers 8-4 and dropped one game behind Milwaukee for first place in the NL Central. A man from Texas has been sentenced to more than 18 months in prison for stalking and harassing WNBA star Caitlin Clark. Marion County Prosecutor Ryan Mears told WTHR he'll now spend the next 2.5 years in the Department of Correction, and the victim will be able to have peace of mind while focusing on what matters to her. For more scores, stories, and features, go to foxsports.com. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And NBA player Marcus Morris faces extradition to Nevada after a judge denied a motion for bond. TMZ reports court documents show Morris is accused of defrauding two Las Vegas casinos out of more than $250,000. Morris's attorneys argued for his release, saying he could settle his debts faster with the casinos if he were let out. The judge said Morris would only be released to Nevada authorities for extradition or if the arrest warrants were withdrawn.
438, News Radio 92.3. Talking a few baseball stories here this afternoon. One of baseball's best closers won't be traded before Thursday's trade deadline because he is not going to be playing. Here's Tim McMaster.
Cleveland Guardians closer Emmanuel Clase has been placed on non-disciplinary paid leave through August as part of a sports betting investigation. Clase joins teammate Luis Ortiz in the inquiry. Clase is a three-time All-Star, two-time winner of the Mariano Rivera Award as the American League's best reliever. The investigation started after an alert from IC360, a firm that monitors betting markets. It's unclear exactly how Clase is tied to it. I'm Tim McMaster, Fox News.
And a pair of Kobe Bryant game-worn shoes have sold for $240,000. They were sold on Monday by SCP Auctions. Bryant, who died in a helicopter crash in 2020, wore the shoes during his first ever NBA start on January 28th, 1997. He was just 18 years old at the time. Chris, I heard you gasp.
Yeah, I just want to know who holds on to shoes for like 30 years, especially tennis shoes, smelly shoes probably.
Well, okay, the thing is, it's a piece of NBA history, and with him having passed away, that's going to increase the value. So now, don't get me wrong. I wish I were rich enough to have $250 million for, or $250,000 rather. Quarter, thank God, not $250 million.
I wish I had room in my closet to put old shoes.
Yeah, no, that, I mean, hey, congratulations to whoever got them.
There's a sucker born every day, I guess, you know.
Yeah.
This is your CBS Sports Minute. This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Metal Supermarkets, the convenience stores for metal. Find a store at metalsupermarkets.com. Jeff Passan reported that while Rob Manfred was meeting with the Phillies, Bryce Harper stood up and told the commissioner to get the bleep out of his clubhouse if the commissioner was going to try and shove a salary cap down the player's throat. I'm Team Harper here and love that he did go to bat for the players, but I wish Harper would have asked the commission if he would have been open to creating a salary floor to see how Manfred would have nervously squirmed his way out of that answer. I'm Zach Gelb.
When you've got real work to do, Metal Supermarkets will help you get it done fast. With a huge variety of metals in stock, we can help no matter what job comes your way. And all it takes is a few clicks. We make buying metal online easy, so you can spend less time shopping and more time getting things done. Metal Supermarkets, the convenience stores for metal. Place an order online today at metalsupermarkets.com.
If you didn't think skipping breakfast was a big deal, you'd be right. Before. But now, Wendy's has Buck Biscuits. We're talking sausage egg and cheese biscuit, bacon egg and cheese biscuit, or even the honey buddy chicken biscuit. For just a buck each. Seriously, you can get all three if you want. They're just a buck. So you'll never skip breakfast again. If you're smart. Breakfast for a buck? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Limit 5 qualifying items per transaction. Not valid in the combo while supplies last.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, you know, we told you a story just a few minutes ago about the incident down in South Florida. And they left the child in the back seat of the car. And it's another story that's going to maybe put a frown on your face this afternoon. An Indiana mother is facing charges after police said she left her child alone to die in a burning house.
What?
Jeff Manasso has a story.
31-year-old Kirsten Bowers is charged with three counts of felony neglect and one count of felony neglect resulting in death after her home in Arlington, Indiana, went up in flames June 5th. Bowers telling investigators that she had fallen asleep in bed with a lit cigarette and tried to rescue all of her children, though court documents state that she left her four small children inside the burning home to fend for themselves, that three of the kids were able to make it out. By the time EMS and fire arrived, the house fully engulfed in flames, with her seven-year-old son, David, still inside. Bowers continues being held in the Shelby County Jail. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And a University of Pennsylvania dental study is unlocking key information about rare craniofacial disorders that develop during childhood. Researchers measured the elasticity of tooth enamel and stiffness to mineral contents, among other things. The study involved mice, but they're confident it's applicable to people, too. The study's authors believe the tools they've developed will one day be used to screen for enamel defects, assess treatment outcomes, or even to predict the risk of disease.
I wish I had something to give away, because this is a darn good question. Ready?
Yes.
I don't have anything to give away, but I just...
Yes.
But here's the question. Which city is the most stressful to live in?
Sometimes I feel like it's Pensacola, Florida.
Pretty good question, I think, here. Lisa Brady has more in House Call for Health.
This is House Call for Health. A dubious distinction for Detroit, selected as the country's most stressed city, according to the American Psychological Association. The Motor City has the highest unemployment rate in the U.S. at nearly 11.5%, along with the lowest household income when factoring in the cost of living. Cleveland comes in second, due mostly to a higher average household income. On the most stressed cities list, Baltimore's number three, third the country's least stressed city right now, South Burlington, Vermont. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House call for health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And doctors at Cleveland Clinic urging parents not to downplay air quality alerts. They say poor air quality isn't just an inconvenience, it's a health risk, especially for children. Pulmonologists there recommend checking the air quality index frequently. It's color-coded, and doctors note that when it's orange or maroon, kids can develop eye irritation, coughing, or shortness of breath.
All right, let me talk about chemicals that are linked to cancer, infertility. Popping up in everyday products like shampoo and sunscreen, the ingredients involved are banned in the EU, but why aren't they banned in the U.S.? Rich Edson looks into what Americans are doing to stay safe.
Advocates say American consumers are now looking to apps to evaluate these products, tell them what's in them. A co-founder for an app called Yuka says the United States is now the top country represented among their users. In 2022, Congress and then President Biden gave the FDA more authority to expand its regulation of cosmetics. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has prioritized targeting artificial colors in foods. FDA Commissioner Marty McCarry told Fox News that the government has generally been regulating too much, but that the department is doing an inventory of chemicals, especially in the food supply, to make products safer. Several House Democrats have introduced a package of bills that would ban certain chemicals from cosmetics. The Personal Care Products Council and Industry Trade Group says that legislation is premature.
445 News Radio 92.3 Austin Price. Busy guy this afternoon looking at that weather and traffic together.
Yes, thank you very much, sir. Let's see what we got here. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Insurance with insurance for cars, home, boat, motorcycles, RVs, and commercial vehicles at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Again, that is 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. And looking at the traffic here, it's just some of our usual spots. I'd say the worst-looking areas right now. Probably got to be I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp and 9 Mile Road traveling westbound towards Kimstrand Road. Be on the lookout for that. As for your local weather, 91 degrees, low of 78 tonight. Got a heat advisory going throughout this evening and into tomorrow. But due to some lingering rainfall chances, it looks like Wednesday's high is only going to be 91.
And bands on the beach looking pretty good tonight.
Yes, that too.
Okay, as we're talking about our local forecast here, let me kind of expand it a little bit for you. Go to a national level. Millions are experiencing life-threatening temperatures amid a heat dome this week. Christian Goodwin has more for us.
The National Weather Service issuing heat advisories for roughly half of the nation, with the Midwest, Southeast, and parts of the Northeast expected to see extreme temperatures through Wednesday. The agency noting while the Mid-South, including Memphis, saw temperatures near 100 degrees Monday, the heat index, or how it felt with humidity, was above 110 degrees. Also revealing Tampa hit triple digits Sunday for the first time in recorded history. Meteorologists say metropolitan areas including Charlotte, Nashville, and Orlando could see temperatures reach the upper 90s to low 100s, noting the heat will persist across many of these areas before starting to let up towards the end of the week. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
President Trump announcing a trade deal with the European Union after talks with the EU officials. Jackie Heinrich. Congratulations, Jackie. She just got engaged, by the way, last week. Has more from Edinburgh, Scotland.
The president is heading home to a round of applause from his cabinet and congressional Republicans. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick posting in part, the European Union is going to open its $20 trillion market and completely accept our auto and industrial standards for the first time ever. In addition, it will purchase $750 billion in energy from us and invest $600 billion in America. Republicans also applauding, like Senator John Barrasso, who wrote, Wyoming's energy workers are ready to power the world. Thank you, POTUS. Under the deal, American imports to Europe will receive no tariffs, and EU imports to the U.S. will be charged 15%.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Starbucks today reporting its sixth straight quarter of same-store sales declines as the company tries to right the ship. Net sales rose 4% to $9.5 billion, but global same-store sales declined by 2%, which was a steeper drop than estimates of a 1.3% slide, according to Street Account. Shares are currently up roughly 3% in after-hours trading. Shares of Singapore Airlines plunged after the carrier reported a 59% decline in earnings for the first quarter. Net profit fell to $144 million for the quarter. Stocks were lower today on Wall Street as a rash of earnings reports loom on the stress trading week, and most of those start tomorrow. The Dow falling more than 200 points, the S&P 500 and NASDAQ both down slightly. Crude oil futures for September up 3.8%, sitting above $69 a barrel. That's your money now.
Well, starting today, Southwest Airlines is letting passengers pick their seats when they travel on future flights. Hadn't done it before. This is a new one for Southwest. Grinnell Scott explains.
Cleveland Guardians closer Emmanuel Clase has been placed on non-disciplinary paid leave through August as part of a sports betting investigation. Clase joins teammate Luis Ortiz in the inquiry. Clase is a three-time All-Star, two-time winner of the Mariano Rivera Award as the American League's best reliever. The investigation started after an alert from IC360, a firm that monitors betting markets. It's unclear exactly how Clase is tied to it. I'm Tim McMaster, Fox News.
On the six-month anniversary of the deadly collision over Reagan National Airport near D.C. that killed over 60 people, Senator Ted Cruz was joined by some of the victims' family members and Trump administration heads to introduce the Rotor Act.
We should not tolerate special exceptions for military training flights operating in congested airspace.
The bill would require all aircraft to have automatic dependent surveillance broadcast technology to keep pilots and air traffic control aware of what's in the airspace. FAA Administrator Brian Bedford says the military is no longer doing training flights in the airspace near Reagan. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
And two of the biggest U.S. railroads are announcing a plan to merge that would result in the country's first transcontinental freight railroad. Union Pacific and Norfolk Southern announced a deal today that's worth $72 billion. The companies confirmed last week that they were in talks, however. The deal still needs regulatory approval. Union Pacific operates in the western U.S., while Norfolk Southern serves in the eastern part of the country.
And Austin, Jenny Casola is in right now with more on that story.
Union Pacific is buying Norfolk Southern in an $85 billion deal. If the deal is approved by regulators, it will create America's first transcontinental railroad, combining Union Pacific's dominance of the western U.S. with Norfolk's network of 22 eastern states. A joint statement says the legendary companies will seamlessly connect more than 50,000 route miles across 43 states from the East Coast to the West Coast, linking approximately 100 ports and nearly every corner of North America. The deal also requires support from labor unions. It says both railroads envision every union employee who wants a job in the combined company will have one. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
451, knocking on the door of 452. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes, some more frivolous headlines to help ease you into the end of this 4 o'clock hour on this, dare I say, kind of gloomy-looking Tuesday afternoon right here on News Radio 92.3.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate, managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Want to know what I like best about high school sports? I love watching my son run on the field. I love seeing him smile when he high-fives his teammates. I love seeing his eyes light up when his team scores a goal. I love the fact that since he's been playing high school sports, he's making better decisions. And I love knowing that high school sports have never been safer. Why? Because coaches have more information than they've ever had. Training techniques are more sophisticated, and equipment has never been more advanced. Playing high school sports isn't just safe. It's still the best way to give your teenager a healthy head start in life. And that's something I really love.
This message about the value of high school sports is presented by the Florida High School Athletic Association and the Florida Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Florida State football's coming. Are you ready? The season kicks off as the University of Alabama rolls into town for the first time ever. The epic season continues as the Noles take on teams like Virginia, the Hurricanes, Clemson, Florida, and more. Have your business branded inside all the games. Plus, weekly promos and commercials. A special sponsorship package is waiting just for your business. Get your business on the field. Call 850-262-6000 to be an FSU sponsor right here on News Radio 92.3.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
Watch you change the frame, or watch you when you take your aim at the sun of everything.
Get all the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
.455 heads up Pensacola. Austin Price looking at that weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3. So we had some reports of lightning, huh?
Yeah, we had a texter dropping in talking about how, to quote them directly, they said, there's some serious lightning moving towards Three Mile Bridge at the beach with some rain. And, of course, this is in reference to, we were talking about bands on the beach earlier.
Right, right.
And talking about how much rain was on the radar. Didn't look like a ton of showers were going to be coming our way, but we are nonetheless. We heard some thunder, you mm-hmm. and me did. And we did have a texter letting us know about lightning. If you do need to text in, let us know anything we're missing on the roads or with the weather. Feel free to text in at 850-437-1620.
And just a reminder, bands on the beach still 2 hours away. We're talking pop-up showers here. They're going to be in and out of here real quick.
Absolutely. And as for the roads, I also wanted to let you know, we still have one of our worst-looking spots being 9 Mile Road. If you're traveling westbound, this is going to be as you are approaching Kim Strand Road. Also have some backups on I-10 traveling westbound past the I-110 North Ramp. Last major spots, Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound as you approach Avalon Boulevard.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Alrighty, Austin, do you know what today is? You have any idea?
Tuesday.
Today is National Chicken Wing Day.
All right.
And wing lovers are checking their menus as we speak. Tanya J has more.
The day devoted to the chicken wing got its start in 1977 when the then mayor of Buffalo, New York, Stan Mikowski, proclaimed July 29th as National Chicken Wing Day. It was in honor of the chicken wings consumed in restaurants and taverns throughout the city each week. And no matter whether you like buffalo sauce, lemon pepper, teriyaki, or plain old fried wings, there are deals to be had if you're celebrating National Chicken Wing Day. Buffalo Wild Wings, Popeyes, Wingstop, Applebee's, Zaxby's, and more are on the list of restaurants with specials. Check out your favorite restaurant's app or website for specific deals. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
I had Popeye's chicken wings. We celebrated a day early last night. It was Tyler's birthday. So
you're just that passionate about your son's birthday. But.
Yeah, I will tell you, we had wings. We had all kind of chicken. It was good, though.
Well, and also here, Hulk Hogan's daughter says the two had a connection deeper than words, one that spanned lifetimes. Brooke Hogan breaking her silence on Hogan's death after he suffered cardiac arrest last week. The Hulkster's daughter shared that she felt like a part of her spirit left when he died, but notes her dad is finally at peace and out of pain. According to Hogan, the two never had a big fight, but did experience respectful disagreements, and she says her father knew how much she loved him.
You know what the disagreements were about, don't you?
What's up?
She was posing, I'm not going to say nude, but semi-nude in a lot of photo shoots.
Really?
The Hulk did not like that at all. He did not want to see his daughter doing that stuff. Hey, Fox has additional coverage of a brawl outside a nightclub in Cincinnati. Brian Yenis has those details.
It appears to show a verbal confrontation. Then you see a white man in a white shirt slap a black man in a red shirt. Punches are then thrown, and the brawl ensues. The white man is punched and kicked repeatedly by black men and women. New video also shows two other white men getting beat up. Horrifically, another video shows a woman being knocked unconscious, blood on her face after she was sucker punched by a man. Incredibly difficult to watch. Police have not said how or why this brawl started. Cincinnati's police chief says alcohol consumption played a significant role, characterizing it as a sudden dispute following a verbal altercation. Astoundingly, there were 100 people there, but only one person called 911.
And comedian Bill Maher acknowledging that his economic predictions related to President Trump have not come to fruition. Maher's predictions followed Trump's announcement of reciprocal tariffs on dozens of other countries that are set to take effect on August 1st. The HBO Real-Time host previously said that the economy was going to be tanked, but admitted during a podcast that didn't happen. And now he's encouraging people to work from reality rather than the I just hate Donald Trump mindset.
Ever posted anything online or on a text, email, things like that, and wish you hadn't?
Oh, for sure.
Okay. What women thought were private messages through a dating discussion app, well, they were left exposed.
Ooh.
Chris Foster has the story.
The app Tea, T-E-A, as in spilling tea, sharing gossip or juicy news, is for women to discuss among themselves the men they date. It was confirmed Friday that about 72,000 photos, including photo IDs, were exposed in a digital security breach. Also exposed, it's discovered now, direct messages between users, including sometimes very personal details and information. It's unclear how many may have been accessed. The company says the hackers got to a data storage system containing information that members uploaded prior to February 2024, and that's been taken offline. Chris Foster, Fox News.
Okay, I do need to remind you, dangerous heat warnings are affecting Northwest Florida residents this afternoon. Beginning tomorrow, relief will be on the way with cloud cover and occasional pop-up showers in the forecast. Look for the possibility of extreme heat conditions throughout the month of August.
Oh.
Coming up in 12 minutes, we'll be back with some more information for you. Thanks for listening. This is News Radio 92.3.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.